Okay, we are now going to start the Gemara, and again, let me get to the right place. You might not need a chumash, but you'll have to follow. We are in Parshas Bahar. We are in Kapitol Chavei, and we're going to be talking about Pasek, the person that sells himself to the guy, which is starting at Pasek Mem Zayin through Pasek Dundal. Okay, we're going to see when we get there. Yesterday we learned that Rebbe learns in Lo Yigal Be'ela, said over there that a guy can be redeemed by Dai Ben Dai, somebody can redeem him, and if he's Lo Yigal Be'ela, the Yatza Mishnas Hayayvo. So what's the Be'ela? The Lo Yigal. There it is, we learn now Be'ela, that he doesn't go out by 6 years. That was Rebbe Shita. We brought it in to try to prove the Rebbe doesn't hold Socher Socher. At the end of the day, we said it's not a proof because it says Yigalenu Lezev Eloi La'achar. Right? The question was, let's learn out, why does it say that a person can't be redeemed by relatives? Learn it out Socher Socher. The answer is, we had a Miat Yigalenu. That's what we learned yesterday. We are up to the Gemara. Umantana, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th line from the top. On 15B. My guess, it's 15B1. Frek the Gemara, Umantana, the Poligalei, the Rebbe. Who argues on Rebbe? Who says that an evidibi that's sold to a guy does go out by 6 years? Now, this has nothing to do with Sacher Sacher. We are finished with Sacher Sacher. We didn't find anybody that doesn't hold a Sacher Sacher. Some Machloikas Rishayim, by the way, how to proceed. Some Rishayim say the Gemara didn't find anybody, so there's no such man the Amar. I the Gemara said, Hanichel Amand Amar. We thought there's a man the Amar that doesn't hold a Sacher Sacher. At the end of the day, everybody holds a Sacher Sacher. That's how some Rishayim learn. Another Rishayim learn that once we know there's a Tana out there that doesn't hold a Sacher Sacher. If we can't find them, we go back to the original Machloikas. And we say that the Machloikas of Blessed Rabbanan Hanakama there was Sacher Sacher. We got out of it. But at the end of the day, we know there's a Tana out there. We couldn't find them. The most logical one that it is that one. So some Rishonim learned that we revert back to the Havamina de Gemara on your Dawud Amid base. Again, it makes no Dafkamina to us. It's Tub Chatim in the Gemara, yes. Right. Yeah, that's what it said. No. Oh, it might be, but it's not. Pashto's not. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Mantana de Poligalei de Rebbe. Who argues? Who says that an evidibi does go out by 6 years, even if he's sold to a guy? Rashi? Let's get to Rashi. The Poligalei de Rebbe. It's interesting, Rashi says, the Pligi, Lashon Rabim. The Gemara says, Palig, Lashon Yachid. But Rashi, seeing the Gemara's answer, it says there's two Tanoim that argue. So the Pligi, Alei, the Rebbe, the Umri, they say, the Nimka, Alei, the Kachavim, Yaitzel, Lashesh. Who are they? Rabbi Yaisi, Aglili, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, they learn Ba'elas on something else. And once you learn that the Drasha Ba'elas on something else, then they argue on Rebbe. Right, Rebbe built the halacha that an eved ibri that sold to a guy does not go out by six. He built it on the diyuk of the word be'ela. If we have a different shot in the word be'ela, so then he'd argue on Rebbe. So these two tanoim have a different shot in the word be'ela. Therefore, we know they argue on Rebbe. They never say an eved ibri goes out by six. At least I don't remember them saying. But they have a different drasha from the word be'ela. The whole raya from Rebbe was in the word be'ela. Now, the Gemara is going to be a very hard to understand piece of Gemara as the Gemara starts. But the Gemara itself will understand that it's difficult and work itself out. So we got to let the Gemara do its thing. Okay, so that's the Gemara we'll talk to. We're talking about a guy that's in Eretz Yisrael, under our control, and he has to follow our rules. Because you're right, if the guy lives in San Francisco, right? If a guy lives in San Francisco, if he's black, he'll get reparations. But if a guy lives in San Francisco, he doesn't have to listen to the Torah. But if he lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time when Yidden were in control, he usually was a Ger Tayshev, if not, he shouldn't be living in Eretz Yisrael, and he followed what the rules of the Torah say about non-Jews. And that's what we're talking about. Because the guy that doesn't care about the Torah is not going to listen to us anyway. He's not going to let him out Yaifel. Right. So, V'mlo yigal be'ela, so zog to Gemara, to Tanya, lo yigal be'ela, Rabbi Yossi Aymer be'ela l'shichrur b'shar kol adam l'shibud. The relatives, when they free him, somebody asked this yesterday, the relative of Menachem, the relatives, when they free him, when they pay for him, free him. If somebody else wants to redeem him, then the guy works for the new owner. So what happened is, somebody sold himself to a guy, and now a yid in the shul feels terrible that this yid's working for a guy. He goes to the guy and he says, listen, let me buy your Eben Ivri from you. So these people, both Tanoim are going to say that everybody can redeem him, even though the Torah only talked about relatives. Right? The Torah, when it talked about it, said, Echad me'echav yigalanu. I die, die. I ben die, die. I b'sher b'sarai. There was no mention of anybody else. But these Tanoim, for whatever reason, which the Gemara will explain, hold that a stranger, a Yid, can also redeem him. And therefore they say, if it's not a relative that redeems him, the Ela is telling me, if a relative doesn't redeem him, but somebody else does, he doesn't go free, he works with a new person. Now he's an Eved Ivri, Adim Kalisrol. Now he has that welcome and Eved Ivri Adim Kalei Yisrael. Because they moved him, this Yid, who felt bad for him, bought him out of the guy. And the Torah is saying there's a difference between a relative and a non-relative. There's Be'ela, they have a special halacha. Relatives have one halacha, strangers have a different halacha. It's not Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, but that's how they dash in the Pasuk. When lo yigal Be'ela, if it's not a relative, the halacha is different. And if Yotze Mishnat HaYayvo is a separate thing. If he doesn't get redeemed at all, then he goes out Yayvo. But if he gets redeemed by a stranger, then the stranger can use him as an Eved Ivri. Up to 6 years, because he's on hold, even a guy has to let him go up to 6 years.
Does relatives get first crack?
Don't know. Doesn't say. I would assume yes, but I don't know.
I have
no idea. You have to tell. You have to look it up. You can ask Rabbi Kaplan. All right. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, be'elu l'shichur b'shakal adam l'shibud. Now Rabbi Kiva says, be'elu l'shibud b'shakal adam l'shichur. It's just the opposite. When a relative redeems him, then he has to work for the relative. When anybody else redeems him, he goes free. That means they're using the word be'elu in the exact opposite of each other. One saying that with relatives, he goes free. With non-relatives, he works. And one says vice versa. Now, the Torah never mentioned non-relatives to begin with. But wherever it comes from, is be'elu seemingly, we'll see the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara might have it everybody said literally. Where did he get to say that non-relatives can put him to work? Amakra, imlo yigal be'elu, ela ba'achar. If he doesn't redeem him, but somebody else redeems him, a yid, he reads the pasuk as follows. Imlo yigal be'elu, the pasuk was talking about relatives, right? Pasuk memtes said, relatives redeem him. So if the relatives don't redeem him, but somebody else does, then he goes out yayvo. Like an Eved Ivri that's sold to a Yid. Like an Eved Ivri that's sold to a guy. That makes no difference, right? But Be'elah is going on relatives. So the Torah is saying, if relatives don't redeem him, then he has to wait to Yaivu. Not to preclude 6 years, right? We learned that he goes out by 6 years. But it means to say he goes out by Yaivu in case it comes before 6 years. That's how Rabbi Yitzchak Lila learns the Pasuk. Be'elah is going back on the people we mentioned. Who did we mention? We mentioned relatives. So the Pasuk says, listen, relatives should redeem him. If relatives don't redeem him, but there's an extra word, Be'ela, could have just said, him where you go. Be'ela is to say, if somebody else redeems him, he works for the other guy. B'yotze mishnat sayayimu. B'kiv leimer, im lo yigol, ela be'ela, b'yotze mishnat sayayimu. The Pasuk is saying, if it's the relatives that redeem him, he has to stay the yayimu. Rabbi Akiva adds a word Ella. Now, he doesn't add it to the Torah, but he adds it to the way he darshens. He's saying the pasuk is saying if they're the ones that redeem him, he works the evil. If somebody else redeems him, he goes free. The guy said, really, be the Ella Baila Ksiv? Where do you get to say that? Pasuk doesn't say Ella Baila. Pasuk says Baila. How can you add the word Ella into the drasha? The pasuk says, if relatives don't redeem him, he works for the other guy. Rabbi Akiva is saying, if relatives redeem him, he works for the relatives. That means he's darshing, well, you go Ella Baila. If he redeems only the relatives redeemed him, he works for the relatives. That could be a tech-lili. I'm sorry, Rabbi Akiva. I don't know. My pasuk doesn't say the word Ella. How do you get to say the word Ella? Rashi. Such Rashi. Rabbi Yitzchak Aglili, the Mapik Hai Be'elu L'drash Achrit. Be'elu L'shichur. Such Rashi. Ga'alu Kroivim. If relatives redeem him, Einim Ishtabit Lahem. Doesn't work for the relatives. Menachem, I think this was your kasha yesterday. Does he work for the person that he redeems? So here we have a Machlok Yusanoim. Rabbi Yitzchak Aglili says, if relatives redeem him, he doesn't work for the relatives. However, but if a stranger redeems him, he works for the stranger till Yevul. The way Rabbi Yitzchak really reads the pasuk is telling me that if the relatives don't redeem him, whether he doesn't get redeemed at all, or whether he gets redeemed by somebody else, he works till Yevul. And again, this is not to preclude 6 years. These Tanoim hold that he goes out by 6 years from a goy also. It's only to say that if a relative redeems him, he goes free now. If somebody else redeems him, he has to wait till Yoivu, as if he was still working for the guy. Again, if Yoivu comes before 6 years. That's how Rabbi Yitzchak Lili learns the pasuk. Whereas, Rabbi Akiva says, no, the exact opposite. If he gets redeemed by relatives, he works till Yaival, if it's before 6 years. And if he gets redeemed by a stranger, he goes free right away. And Rabbi Akiva looks at the pasuk and it says, V'lim lo yigo ela be'ela. If it's the relatives that redeem him, v'yatsa v'shnas ha'yaival, then he stays till Yaival, again, if it's before 6 years. Now, question is this, Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, Rabbi Akiva, it's wonderful, except you made up a word. It doesn't say ela be'ela. How can you darshan your pasuk that way? Zog de Gemara, Ella Bahaiko Kamifli. Okay, so we have to go back. Enochinami, Rabbi Yitzchak Lili has a very strong claim against Rabbi Akiva. So we got to figure out what's shot in Rabbi Akiva. The Torah says we are now going back to a different pasuk, and that's pasuk Memtes. It says, I ben dai yigaleno. It says the guy sold himself to a guy. His uncle or his cousin should redeem him. Oy misher besarai, or an other relative. The Gemara doesn't bring that part of the pasuk. Migala echad mishpachti igalenu. Oy hasiga yaday v'nigol. The word v'nigol is extra. Let one of his family members redeem him, or he siga yaday, or he gets his own money. Why did the pasuk have to say v'nigol at the end? We're talking about redeeming the person. And it says, his uncle, his cousin, any other family member can redeem him. Or he can make his own money. Use his own money. Why did the pasuk have to say v'nigol? That's what we're talking about. Zok Rabbi Yitzchak Zok de Gemara. Ela b'hai kral kamifli. I doi doi ben doi di igalenu. What the Aleph say? Zugulas kraven. That's relatives. Ayisiga yadai, zegulas atzmai. Hisiga yadai means he gets his own money. V'nigo, zugulas acherim. Here the Torah revealed to me that there's a third way he can get out. His relatives can redeem him, he can redeem himself, or some stranger can redeem him. V'nigo, some stranger can redeem him. So the Torah has given us three options who can redeem him. Relatives, himself, strangers. The word v'nigol, that extra word, includes strangers. Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Yisak Lili Savar, Mikra Nidrash Lefanov. That compare Vinigol to the one right before it. What did it say right before Vinigol? A guy redeems himself. When a guy redeems himself, is it going to work? But Shadi, I'm sorry, I take that back. Rabbi Yisak Lili says, take Mikra Nidrash Lefanov, let me say this right. We know that if he redeems himself, he goes free. So on one side of that word is relatives, on the other side of the word is others. Right? Daidai ben daidai yulanu, relatives, singa yadai himself, the nigo strangers. Which way are we going to make the comparison? Are we going to say his siga yada is like relatives and his siga yada go together? Or are we going to say his siga yada and nigo go together? We know if a guy redeems himself, he goes free. Now, the Torah juxtaposed him redeeming himself in between relatives and somebody else. Which way does the Torah mean to make the comparison? The Torah means to compare his siga yada and kreizim. Just like he siga yada, he goes free. Kreivim, he goes free. Mikra nidrash lefanov. Darshan v'siga yadai. Attach it to the one before it. Shadi gulas kreivim, agulas atzmai. Attach when relatives redeem him to when he redeems himself. Ma gulas atzmai l'shichrur. Av gulas, where is it? Av gulas kreivim l'shichrur. That's Rabbi Yisak Lili's way. Rekiva sabar. Mikra Nidrash L'Akrav. The pasuk says other way. Hisiga Yadai goes together with Vinigo. Shadi Gulas Achere Magulas Atzmai. Compare when others redeem him to when he redeems himself. Magulas Atzmai L'Shichrur. Av Gulas Achere L'Shichrur. So it has nothing to do with Beila. It's a new Machlokes. We have the Torah writing three ways to get out. Relatives, himself, others. Now, the Torah put himself in between the two. Are we comparing the first one to the second one, or the third one to the second one? Rabbi Yisak Lili said, now why we should do it one way, why we should do it the other way, the Gemara is going to explain. But at this point, Rabbi Yisak Lili is saying, listen to the pasuk. It says, relatives, himself. Himself, he goes free. Relatives, he goes free. Then he goes something else. That person works for the new guy. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Hasigi Yad Venigo. Others are like himself. Relatives are not like himself.
What did Nigel teach you what?
Others can redeem him, non-relatives.
Nigel's between others.
But it's an extra word.
But the given is the ultimate.
That's a given. The guy redeems himself. He's free.
Which way do we go, forwards or backwards?
That's the Shiloh. Frek the Gemara. Yachi Be'ela Lamali. So why are they talking about Be'ela? If you're telling me that it has nothing to do with Be'ela, so why is the Brisa saying, Rabbi Yehuda says Be'ela, Rabbi Akiva says Ela Be'ela? So the Gemara, Ela Be'ela, Hava Mina Mikra Nidish Be'en Lefon of Be'ela Akrov, Takol L'Shichur. Without Be'ela, I would have said the Torah put himself in the middle to say everybody's like himself, relatives and strangers. Comes along Be'ela and says, hold a second. Somebody is different. Without Be'ela, I would say the Torah put the one of himself in the middle to tell me both relatives and strangers are like himself. And he goes free. Came along, the Torah said, Be'ela, somebody is excluded from going free. Somebody has to stay to Yaivu. Now who? Strangers have to stay the evil. Rabbi Akiva says, relatives have to stay the evil. So with Abba'ela, I wouldn't make this chilik before and after. I would say it's before and after. But Be'ela is a limitation. So once it limits it, now the question is how are you going to limit it? We're still not finished, but that's where the Gemara is holding right now. So again, Be'ela itself would not have taught me Rabbi Akiva's drush at all. If anything, Be'ela is going on relatives. If he didn't do relatives, then he stays the Yivel. Torah says has nothing to do with Be'ela. They're darshaning how to do juxtaposition here. Is himself go together with others, or does himself go together with relatives? In fact, the Gemara, if that's the case, so why are they bringing Bela? The answer is, without Bela, it would go both ways. Comes along Bela and says, go one way. Rashi. Catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, V'nigo, Zug Ulus Acherim. The Limdach, and it teaches me, Shekol Adam B'Yisrael, Goyle Mi'ad Ayva Kechavim. Every Yid can redeem him from a guy. V'ein Ayva Kechavim Yokel Alarov, and a guy cannot be Makev. So Rashi to answer Dr. Harris's kasha, the pasuk is talking about a guy that's under our control. If not, he'll cause to get lost. Rabbi Yosi Saver Mikra Nidish
Lufanov. He'll be getting his Giron.
Yeah, he doesn't want to sell him.
It's not like we're going to mess
with him. We're forcing him to sell him.
It's not like we're cheating him.
You want to buy, listen, you live in Cleveland Heights, and you want to buy a house from a guy. You go over to the guy, can I buy your house? He says, no, I'm not selling it. You say, you have to sell it to me. I'll give you market value, but you have to sell it to me. Excuse me. When I was a kid, one of the candidates in Maryland ran on the theme, your home is your castle. In those days, he ran against open housing. You can decide which. In the olden days, your home is your castle. Meaning you don't have to sell to a Schwarzer. That's what it meant. But your home is your castle. I don't want to sell my house.
It's a basic concept in common law. This is an idea which goes back at least 1,000 years.
Yeah, that you have a right to make a decision. We take the right to make the decision away from the guy. Now, I told you, if he lives somewhere where he's in control, he'll tell you to get lost. My saying, anyway, it's under your date. The Torah said you have to sell him. I'm sorry, Mr. Guy, you have to sell him.
It seems like a little like hummus. I mean,
not hummus.
In a way.
Okay. Listen, we do it to the Yiddish owner, too. Giron Kesef, not relatives, but Giron Kesef.
He's forced to sell.
You walk to the owner, and the person says, I'm buying myself back, and the owner says no, and he says, I'm sorry, goodbye.
We tell the guy this before the whole thing.
Again. It makes no difference when we tell him. The bottom line is this is the halacha.
Yeah, living in our society.
The Romans have a bigger feel of giving tzedakah to their family.
Yes, absolutely.
So why would we make others?
Nobody's making anybody.
I'm saying, why would it be somebody who's not a karov who frees this guy have to pay more?
He's not paying more.
He's not getting any benefit from the money.
Either is the karov.
Well, it depends on which way.
Depends which way he dies from the bazooka. Again, let me make something clear. It's a mitzvah for the relatives to redeem him. And if the relatives don't redeem him, it's a mitzvah for somebody else to step in.
Yeah.
We'll call this, in a certain sense, and I don't mean it literally, pigeon shuyim. We're taking him out of the guy's control. Now, the guy is not making him Michal Shabbos. The guy is not making him eat treif. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He knows that he's under Jewish law. He can't. But the guy's still with the guy, right? There's uncensored internet in that house. So he's still with the guy. So we want to get him out of there. So there's a mitzvah. Mitzvahs aren't done for benefit. Mitzvahs are done because that's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants people to do. Esrog also costs money. Matzah also costs money. Buying an Eved Ivri costs money. You're doing it not because you want the Eved Ivri, but because it's a mitzvah. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Nobody's forcing you. Nobody's forcing you to buy. Well, they are forcing you to buy an Esrog. But nobody's forcing you to buy an Esrog with Manazah. You buy an Esrog because it's a mitzvah to do. Listen, we're all spending money on matzah now. We all get benefit. We love to eat matzah. It's a lot more than the benefit, the physical benefit.
It seems hard to understand the opinion that he would work for the Krovim.
The Gemara is going to say the reason. These reasons are going to be explained. We haven't gotten there yet. Dr. Rashi. Rabbi Yitzchak Levi Savar, Mikra Nidrus Lefanov, Geulas Atzma Pshita Lan Dehavi L'Shechrur. When a guy redeems himself, we know he goes free. And that teaches us about other ones. The Rebbe said in Melaleh El Agulus Kravim, Shilu for now, which is right before it, a mikri nidus lalamid al shulafan of our custom lamayla manner, which is written before it. Shadi gulus kravim agulus atzmai, put them together, lalamid manner, to learn out from gulus atzmai. Hishim lalamid al shulafan of, because it teaches for the one before it. Gulus kravim, lamdu migulus atzmai. You learn kravim from himself, haksuva achrea. Atzmai is right after Kravim. La'achrav, haksuva l'mate emenu. Rabbi Kiva says, put it with the under it. Hilka gulas atzmai melamedes al gulas acherim. Alma lomud gulas acherim and gulas atzmai. We learn others from himself. Now, hava amina, without be'ela, I would have said you go both ways. Hava hashta, the ksiv be'ela, loymer shiash chiluk b'ne'ela l'acherim. Ve'ela differentiates between relatives and others. The market is like, the market is like. Each man, each Tana, dashes it differently. Frek the Gemara, the Haki Hadra Kucha L'Duchter. So then we're back to Rabbi Yossi Haglili's question of Rabbi Akiva. Why do you say that Be'ela excludes relatives? If anything, Be'ela is going on what was written explicitly, which is relatives, and it's saying if it's not Ela. Rabbi Akiva is saying if it's other, not others. Be'ela is not going on others. It's back to the question. Zakrashi. Yehoche de ba'alma nidrus lefanu v'la'achrav. That usually you would go in both directions. V'hoche mishud l'chsib be'elohu. And here it's because of Ela. Hadar kushu l'duchte. L'rbe kiva heche mishtamit shibud l'v'yatsi mishnas ha'yayv v'akrayvim. How do you get it to go on relatives? Let me explain. If this is a general machlokes in the whole Torah, do you move back or forth? So then I understand the Bekiva. The Torah said it in the middle to move it forward, not backwards. But we're saying now that without Be'ela, we would move it both ways. So how can Be'ela exclude relatives and include others? If anything, Be'ela is going on relatives. That's what was written explicitly. And for the Gemara, Ella, Dr. Gemara, Besvara, Kamifli. You're 100% right. The only reason Rabbi Akiva dashes it that way is because of Svara. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili Svara. Mistabra gulas acherim l'shibud. It makes sense that when others redeem him, he should go to work for them. Why? As Corey said, the amit l'shichrav and minim l'barkulei. If you would say to free them, nobody's going to do it. Why should I spend my money to free this guy? Relatives? It's a relative. You do things for relatives. Strangers? My money? So in order to encourage people, it makes sense in Pshat the Pusik, that the Pusik is offering him, listen, you can use this ever. Let me finish. Use this ever. Rabbi Akiva Sever, the Stabra Gula Scribe in Lashiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no. It's logical to say that when his relatives redeem him, he works. Why? The Amr Lashikur, Kol Yayim of the Yayim Mazlum Mazlum Navshe. Listen, a person takes advantage of relatives. It's harder to take advantage of strangers. If a guy wants to take advantage of his relatives, he'll keep on selling himself. And the relatives, their relatives, how can they let their relatives sit by a guy? So they're going to go redeem him. And then a week later, he's going to sell himself again. And they're going to redeem him again. So we say, listen, relatives, you get to work him. I think in a stranger. He's doing his mitzvah. He'll do it once. The guy sells himself a second time. He'll say goodbye. I'm not doing it a second time. So, therefore, the reason Rabbi Akiva says Be'ela is not going on relatives, it's going on strangers, is because logically it makes more sense that strangers should get to work with, not work to go free, and relatives should work with them. Because if not, there's nothing to keep him away from selling himself time and time again, and relatives will always be there for him. And Rabbi Yitzhak Lili says the opposite. We want to incentivize the strangers to redeem him, so we offer them to work. And let me do Rashi. Zaktrashi. Ella the Swara, please. Climb. Im shita lach daive ela kreivim koi. If you make up your mind that Ela is going to relatives, akarachach shibud v'yatzer shnaseyeva acher mishtama, then Rabbi Kiva would have to agree. He argues that Ela is not going on relatives. Ella the Swara, please. Ihai be'ela kreivim koi acherim. Right? What does Be'ela mean? The Torah mentioned relatives and it mentioned strangers. Granted, it didn't mention strangers explicitly, but it did mention them with the word v'nigo. So now Be'ela is going back on which of those two? We don't know. Basically, it says it's going on relatives. And Rabbi Akiva says it's going on strangers. Not Ela Be'ela. Be'elah means he didn't get redeemed by strangers. That's what he learns Be'elah is going on. Why did he learn that way? I simple shot in the pasuk seems that it's going on relatives. There's his svara. The basis says it makes sense that others can work him. The high be'elah kroivim koi. The shibud the v'yatsa v'shnas hayoev v'acherim. And the one that works is by others. Why? The amrit. Nobody's going to spend money if they can't work him. We have to incentivize strangers to spend money. Rabbi Kiva Sabrim is not about kroivim shibud. V'ayelah acherim koi. And Eila is saying others don't work him. The shibud of a yatsubiyeh about kroivim koi. Why? Because if not, he's going to keep on getting his relatives into mess. And relatives will be forced by society, by their feelings, by their bizarion that it meant their family member is by a guy, and they'll get him again and again and again and again. Mashal ma'adav adayma, if somebody, Rahman al-Latsan, has a kid that's a drug addict, and he sends him to rehab once, and he sends him to rehab a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. His kid. I'm not blaming the kid now. I'm not here to be done. But that's what's happening. The guy sells himself as an evan again and again and again. It's very embarrassing. It's your kid. You spend money. Yes, doctor.
It's, within the bounds of my increasingly limited recall, the reason we're applying here is very good for abundance. Take into account the effects, crucible, things like that. This is not as a rabbanim, this is derived from Darshan and Prophet. And applying this sort of logic, if we do this, then people won't do that, is very striking, very unusual.
I will agree with you 100%. We have a word, Be'ela, and then Matskana, the Gemara, the beginning of the Gemara, we thought for sure it's going on relatives. We retract that. We said Be'elah can be going on relatives or on others. One, not the other. So we're stuck. We have no way of determining which one Be'elah is going on. At the beginning, we were sure Be'elah is going on relatives. And therefore, we could not understand Rebbe Kiva. The bottom line is the Torah said Be'elah. And Be'elah means relative. And for the Gemara, Be'elah is neutral. Because it said both. One explicitly and one from a drasha. That doesn't mean that Be'elah is going on the explicit. Which we thought. So now you're stuck. So because we're stuck, the Gemara says each Tana uses logic to determine what the pasuk means. I agree with you, it's not the usual, but this is what happens.
If you will, we're turning it into
a what? And but it's not, it's a deraisa.
No, I agree. I mean, it's clearly a deraisa.
This is a deraisa, and we're using logic to determine a meaning of a word. Again, I will agree with you, it's not the regular. Yes?
Argument that we're talking about is only in the case of
Well, Bezin never sells them to a guy. Bezin will never sell a guy to a guy.
Even if nobody else wants to buy.
It's a similarity. It's using your own reasoning to say I'm shot in a word. It's a difficult, again, it's
I
have no answer to that. I hear you, I don't have no answer.
But Ayla means
both last two? Ayla is going on one of the two. Either relatives, or it's excluding one and including one. If himself, there's nothing to talk about. Person pays himself, he's free. I'll reword it. He works for himself.
Right.
There's
no
consideration to be able at all. Correct. Correct. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yechanan, Tutim, Rabbi Yisak, Vivim, Rabbi Kiva. This argument we just had is Rabbi Yisak, Vivim, Rabbi Kiva. Abba Chachamim, Maimrim, Hakal, Lushikhur. The Chacham say, makes no difference who redeems him. He goes free. Man Chachamim, who is this third opinion? Dr. Gemar Rebbe, The Mapik Lehi Be'elah Drash Achrina. It's Rebbe. At the beginning of the page, Rebbe said, Be'elah is to tell me that a guy that sells himself to a guy doesn't go out with 6 years. So he uses Be'elah not for work and freedom, uses Be'elah to say there is no freedom of 6 years. So he doesn't have Be'elah like Rebbe Yitzchak Lieber and Rebbe Akiva. So the Me'elah, to him, if he gets redeemed, he gets redeemed. There's no reason to say he works for anybody. Rebbe Yitzchak Lieber and Rebbe Akiva based it on the word Be'elah. Rebbe uses Be'elah for a totally different thing. So the Mela, there's no Bela, so the Mela, he goes free. Umikwe Nidresh, Bein Lufana, Bein Leachrov. And the pasuk that puts his own redemption between relatives and others is to say, just like by himself he goes free, by both of them he goes free. The only reason Rebbe Yitzchak Lieber and Rebbe Akiva didn't do that was because of the word Bela. But Rebbe uses Bela to say that an evidently that sells himself to a guy doesn't go out by 6 years. It's based on prorated to Yevil, correct?
What are we gaining? This guy sold himself to have money, okay? Now we're redeeming him, okay? So he's back in the same place he was.
No, he's not. He got money when he sold himself. The guy sold himself because he was $1 million in debt.
Okay.
And he decided that before the mafia gets him, he will sell himself. And he sells himself for $1 million. According to Rebbe, let's say that's the price of an eved.
Right.
So he sells himself for $1 million, and he paid all his debts. And now he's working for a guy. Cousin Jim has Rachmanis on him, because, we won't give him a guy's name. Cousin Yeshua has Rachmanis on him. And once he doesn't want him to work for a guy. So he goes to the guy and he says, here is $800,000. Let my relative free. He worked for you for a year. Let him free. And the guy takes the $800,000 and he frees him. And therefore now the guy is free with no debt. And for the rest of his life, he better invite Yeshua over for Kiddush. But that's not the gay. Exactly. Because Cousin Yeshua is afraid that this will happen countless times. Right. Unless it's a stranger. If it's a stranger, he does. And Rebbe holds, neither does he have to work. The only reason the other two Tanoim differentiated was they had a word Be'elah. Rebbe has Be'elah for something else. Rebbe uses Be'elah to say that a guy sells himself to a guy doesn't go at it for 6 years. So the Mela, leave it to the Pasuk. The Pasuk puts himself in between relatives and strangers to say, you go free by everything. Yes, Corey.
Are the Krovim, are the only people that are considered Krovim the ones that are listed in the Pasuk?
No, it says Echad Mishar Basarai. It's his paternal family, I believe. And I don't know how far it goes, Mishar Basarai. It says Doi Doi Ben Doi Doi, uncle, cousin, or anybody else related. Now, I don't know if that means 40 or 50 cousins.
I mean,
once removed. You know what I mean?
At some point.
I don't know.
Why is it paternal or non-paternal?
That's how the Torah views his family. The Torah family is paternal. Person can, a Kayan can be metame to his paternal brother, not to his maternal brother.
What is Rebbe for?
You're looking at me like a strange guy. I just said something strange.
No, it's a mother's brother, not a
daughter. Not for this, I don't think so. A person has a half brother, paternal, a kayan, can be metame. A half brother, maternal, he cannot be metame. Well, the father would be a paternal brother.
What is Rebbe's behavior for?
To tell me that a year that sells himself to a guy does not go out for 6 years.
What do you mean? He stays forever?
To Yaivo. The Pasuk, the lawyer go Be'elah, he doesn't get redeemed, but Yatsubish Nasayaivo. And the word Be'elah is to say, there is no other option called 6 years. Rabbi Yitzchak Lieber and Rabbi Akiva say, has nothing to do with that. It's saying, who redeems him?
He gets 6 years.
He gets 6 years. So the bottom line, there's two differences between Rebbe and Rebbe Zigli and Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe does not make a difference in who redeems him, but doesn't let him go out by 6 years. Rebbe Yitzchak Lili and Rebbe Kiva say he does go out by 6 years if he's not redeemed. And when he's redeemed, there's a difference who redeems him, one way or the other. The question is, what do you do with the word Be'ela? And that's what the Machlokes is about.
Often the Machlokes are the Lazar and the Tanakama?
No.
With being...
No. Why should he be?
And this...
This is a guy selling himself to a guy. It's nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with who based or born to a yid.
No.
And by a yid, if he sells himself to a yid.
Nobody can redeem him. There is no redemption by a yid.
But he does go out in six?
Of course, that's what the Torah said. Well, that's the machlokes. It's machru of meicher atzma, an automatic six.
The small taste is what he's about. It's a riot that Benny Klein wasn't living then.
Okay, you'll have to say this to Gutierrez, you'll have to write it up.
No, because he would never let the habit to sell himself to Goy. Another chayah.
I think he said yesterday that the relatives can't redeem him, but they can give him money to redeem him. So
yeah.
That's because the Torah says that?
No, it's because the Torah doesn't allow the relatives to redeem him.
Because it's not stated in the Torah?
The Torah, yeah, exactly. The Torah does not state it. Never does it mention that a relative can redeem a guy that sells himself to a yid. It mentions that a guy can redeem himself.
Behavdeh. Well, his closest relative is himself. So.
Not a relative, he's himself. Okay. Talk to Gemara Weiter. For Rebbe, Hai v'yatsa v'shnas hayayvu my avidloi. According to Rebbe, what do we do with the word for Yatza B'Shnas
Hayayvu? What do you
mean? So the question is, it already says in the Pasuk, Achnas Hayayvu, Yavod. So why does it have to repeat for Yatza B'Shnas Hayayvu? That's how Tosfos explains the question. Dr. Gemara L'Gnatanya, V'Yatza B'Shnas Hayayvu, it's talking about a guy that you control. And since you control him, he gives has to let him out Yaivu. Frek to Gemara. Maybe it's even a guy you don't control. Amrit. What can you do to the guy you don't control? Now the question is, so what does the pasuk mean? Zok Trashi. Like the Tanya, Lametcha, Shav b'Shav b'Kachavim Tachas Yedecha, and lo yigal yistab b'Bayar Yehivu, v'ata Rishoy lova alav b'Akifin. You can't use the fact that he's living under Jewish control to trick him, to force him to sell for a lower price. You can't sit there and come up with 60 loopholes on how to get that evidence free from the guy. He's a guy. He's under your control. You treat him like a mensch, like you would treat everybody else. Don't, the Torah is saying, he's like everybody else. Don't come and tell him, well, there's another reason you have to free him, COVID, or whatever other reason you come up with that you want to free him. I don't know, it's not right, it's not civil rights, not human rights, like his life matters, whatever way you want to come up and say it. It doesn't work. You can't pick on the guy. You have to treat him fairly. That's what the Torah is saying by the Yatsa B'Shnas Hayayvu. Don't come with Terutzim. Right.
Isn't
it a Ger Toshev then? It can be a Ger Toshev. Usually it has to be a Ger Toshev only because a guy that's Eved Abed Azar is not allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael.
He keeps on referring to as El Abed Kochavim. That's why I got mixed up.
Interesting. You are making a good question. Does say Eved Kochavim? I don't know the answer. A guy that serves the Eved Zarah is not allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So I don't know what he's doing there. But it could be he is there. For whatever reason.
If it's under Jewish rule,
Again, I understand the question. I don't have an answer to that question.
What's on the word private covenant? Uma? I mean, what?
Get Hashem. Exactly. Yes, doctor.
Doesn't have to be an Eretz Yisrael. The way in which the Persians, and actually the Romans also, ran their empire.
Right.
Is
Bubba was sure that way. They gave you autonomy.
Semi-autonomy.
Meaning you didn't have your own army, you didn't have your own foreign policy,
exactly.
But you ran your own affairs.
And
so a guy that lived under that would be things like that.
And you paid tribute to the central government.
Right, obviously you pay tax.
That's the tax. It's exactly it. No foreign policy. And
right.
But you were
that was the Rage Galusa.
Right.
Every time it's Zoruchav in the Gemara, it means a person does the Vazora?
Usually.
Yeah.
What does Zoruchav mean? Translate the words.
I don't know. Start.
You don't know what it means?
Well,
see, our scroll says, serves the stars. It doesn't
yeah.
say that, but that's what it means. Usually, Zoruchav is an Ivan of Edizara, correct. It's not. Ger Teshev is a different getter. But again, it's a very good point. I think Dr. Schwab might have the answer. It's not an answer. I don't know. But it's saying do not trick him. Talk to Kamarabach. Ubishtar. Okay, so now, back to the Mishnah. On Yudal Ramad Beis, the Mishnah said, he's nikna b'kesef u'b'shtar. He can be acquired through a shtar. So far, we talked about kesef. We spent the last blot and a half talking about the acquisition of a guy through kesef, and then we digressed to sacher-sacher, and from sacher-sacher to be'ela, and we worked our way through. We finished. Now we're going back to the Mishnah. It says he can be acquired through a shtar. Frekti gemar minola. How do I know that? Amr ula amr kra. It says, it, right next to buying an Omer Vriya, it says he marries another wife. Now the Torah juxtaposes buying an Omer Vriya with marriage of another wife. Just like an other woman can be acquired by Shtar, we learned that out from the Yatzav HaHaizah. We now go and say that a person can buy an Amavriya with a shtar, and therefore, same thing is true by an Eved Ivri. Rashi, Lacheres, Lekichas Kedushin. It means, Lacheres means a regular marriage. Lacheres Yikach Loi, if he marries another woman, the Yotz, right, what's the name? Lacheres Yikach Loi, Sherek Susav Einasa LeYigra, he has to still treat this one like a wife. But the Torah put Acheres next to Amavriya to make the Hekesh, yes?
Why don't we learn Kiddushi Kesef from Acheres Yikach Loi that
there was a Hekesh? The Gemara did, according to Beishamai. Beishamai did it that way. But then you needed a dinner, because you can't buy an Amavriya for a Pruta. So there was a man the Yama that did it that way. Yes.
Where's the Acheres Bayama?
The next Pasuk. If you take a look in Parashas Mishpatim, you have a Chumash in front of you. I don't want to quote the Pesukim Baal Peh. I don't want to be Ivor Drive himself.
Doesn't say Acheres there.
Keep on going.
After that?
Yeah. Two Pesukim later. Two Pesukim later.
Okay.
Fine. We will stop here. Make the ship tomorrow morning.